Today's other news, federal agents will begin withdrawing from downtown Portland, Oregon tomorrow in a deal with state and local leaders. Federal agents and protesters have clashed nightly at the federal courthouse. But U.S. Homeland Security officials said that state and local police will guard the site instead.
Our additional officers that have been brought to Portland will still be in downtown Portland. They will simply not be at the courthouse, and they will not be engaged if they are not needed. And our hope is, of course, for all of us that that will not be needed.
Portland's Democratic Mayor Ted Wheeler praised the end of what he called an illegal occupation. Meanwhile, the U.S. Justice Department formally announced that it will be sending teams of investigators to Cleveland, Detroit, and Milwaukee. Their stated mission is to aid police fighting violent crime. Members of Congress grilled CEOs of four tech giants today on whether they are too dominant. The heads of Amazon, Google, Facebook, and Apple appeared by video at a House hearing. As they did, President Trump threatened executive orders to roll back legal protections for the companies. We'll have much more after the news summary. In Turkey, social media is coming under tighter controls. The parliament approved a law today ordering Facebook, Twitter, and others to set up local offices and to police content. Supporters called it a curb on cybercrime and online abuse of women. Critics and rights groups raised fears of censorship.
These measures will have a chilling effect on the Turkish social media platform users, and people will be scared to use these platforms because Turkish authorities will have access to the users' data.
The law also requires companies to store user data in Turkey. The U.S. military formally announced today that it will pull 12,000 American troops out of Germany. The move will leave 24,000 troops still on German soil. President Trump has repeatedly denounced Germany for not spending more on defense and has pushed to withdraw U.S. forces. We'll get details later in the program. The Eastern Caribbean is facing heavy rain and strong winds tonight as a budding tropical storm blows through. The weather system is expected to pass near Puerto Rico overnight and to brush past the Dominican Republic tomorrow. Puerto Rican officials are warning of the potential for landslides, flooding, and widespread power outages. The Federal Reserve warned today that the resurgence of COVID-19 cases is sure to be a drag on the economy. Chairman Jerome Powell said that the Fed will use all the tools it has to help, but he warned that a recovery is linked directly to people's behavior.
The path of the economy is going to depend to a very high extent on the course of the virus and on the measures that we take to keep it in check. That is just a very fundamental fact about our economy right now. The two things are not in conflict. You know, social distancing measures and fast reopening of the economy, they actually go together. They're not in competition with each other.
The central bank announced no new policies, but did say that it plans to keep its benchmark short-term interest rate pegged to near zero. Wall Street moved higher on the Fed's pledge to continue shoring up the economy. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 160 points to close at 26,539. The Nasdaq rose 140 points, and the S&P 500 added 40. And the annual Hajj pilgrimage is underway in Saudi Arabia, greatly scaled back by the coronavirus pandemic. Some 1,000 Muslim worshipers began arriving today at Mecca's Grand Mosque, wearing face masks and praying at a distance. The Hajj usually draws up to 2.5 million people. Still to come on the NewsHour, leaders of tech giants face congressional scrutiny over their impact on society. Questions arise over the president's continued deferential behavior toward Vladimir Putin. The pharmaceutical industry struggles with an increase in antibiotic-resistant bacteria amid the pandemic, and much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.